Well, hello, Kate.
Hello, Dor.
Welcome to Product Recall. This is where we talk about iconic products and also stores and brands. And we've really expanded the purview, shall we say.
We have. We dig into the backstory behind a brand that we all know and maybe love. Maybe not. And one thing that is like my favorite part about doing these episodes is that we don't tell the other person what we're talking about. So the other co-host comes in completely clueless, which personally delights me. Like, I was thinking about how we were recording this and I was like, I could ask Dory what she's talking about, but I'm not going to. I want to be surprised. I want to experience the unexpected.
Well, Kate, I'm going to start today by asking you. Now, I was thinking about this, and this might not work because of this particular like micro generation thing where like I might have been on the tail end of this and you like you might have just been, even though you're only 2 years younger, there was this like particular moment where you might have missed the popularity of this thing because you were like just a little too young.
This is a common theme when discussing what TV shows were important for my husband growing up versus what TV shows were important to me, because we are 4 years difference in age. And you know what? I didn't really watch The A-Team, and that was his whole childhood. So
interesting.
I look forward to whatever The A-Team is of product.
Whereas with my husband, he watched all the shows that his older siblings watched. So his reference, even though I'm 6 years older than he is, but all of his references are like older. So like he will have these references that I'm like, I didn't watch that.
Now that's fascinating.
It's okay. Really funny. He was also like a big TV nerd. So he was watching like the Dick Van Dyke Show in his bedroom, classic. You know, anyway.
Yes. He's like somebody who watched classic films. Who knows about that world? Yes.
Yes.
I know nothing.
Exactly.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. All right. Lay it on me.
So right around like 1985, 1986. So I was like 8, 9. You were like 6 or 7. And this was like the heyday of brands like Esprit, like Benetton, like all of these brands. There were these brands that were kind of like the precursors to like a Zara or an H&M almost, but are now kind of not a big thing anymore. But there was one iconic item in the mid 80s that I was super obsessed with, and it was very expensive. I eventually got one, and it was like I had reached Nirvana, and that is the Benetton rugby shirt.
Oh, yes. Now, I am a little young for this in terms of I never had one.
Right.
But I understand. First of all, I can recognize it when I can close my eyes and see it.
Yes, of course.
And I felt the cultural relevance of this product.
Yes. So, okay. So I was like, I'm going to do the Benetton rugby shirt. Because it was such a like, it was such an iconic item of that era and of my childhood. And it signified so much to me. Like, it signified cool, but it was also a little preppy, but it was also a little Euro. Like, it just had a lot of signifiers.
Yeah. And it was the brand name. Benetton was, trying to think of what the equivalent would be today. Like, it has such brand recognition and was so coveted, so aspirational.
Yes, it was. It did feel aspirational. But I was surprised to find out that there's actually like not a ton that's been written specifically about the Benetton rugby shirt. And so I kind of expanded my research into the Benetton company as a whole.
To keep listening to more of this episode head on over to patreon.com/forever35.